For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws recently held their conference in San Francisco, California. While there, I had a chance to discuss drug reform with Eric Sterling of the Criminal Justice Policy Foundation, CJPF.org.
When you are on your way to the conference and you're on the plane, or stop at a rest stop or someplace, and you know, where are you going? Well, I'm going to San Francisco to the normal conference. And then soon you're talking about it, and you realize that almost everyone you come across recognizes that the war on drugs, you know, is a failure, and their common sense understanding is we have to do something called legalization. They don't know what that means exactly, but they know that what we're doing is a failure. In the period after the election, or even leading up to the election, many people looked at America and said, America is so divided. But the funny thing is, on the question of whether or not the war on drugs is succeeding or failing, the American people are actually very much in agreement. Overwhelmingly, they see it as a failure. It doesn't matter what race or what class, or I suspect even whether or not you're in law enforcement or not. The failure of it is a very, very deeply felt and frustrating aspect to many citizens.
And now, the irascible Winston Francis.
Attention, drug legalization advocates. Marijuana use leads to risky sexual behavior, according to an article from the National Library of Medicine titled Unprotected Sex as a Function of Alcohol and Marijuana Use Among Adolescent Detainees. The article refers to a study conducted by the Department of Behavioral Sciences and Health Education at the Rollins School of Public Health of Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. The study examined the relationship between the use of alcohol and marijuana and the occurrence of unprotected sexual intercourse among adolescents and detainees, and you'll never guess what they found. The study concluded that the adolescents who used more marijuana in general, as well as specifically in sexual episodes, reported higher levels of unprotected sex. In addition, marijuana use was related to the occurrence of unprotected sex. Moreover, intentions to use marijuana in future sexual episodes was associated with intentions to have unprotected intercourse in the future. In other words, the study shows a link between marijuana use and risky sexual behavior. Quote, future studies should use more rigorous research designs to clarify the nature of the relationship between marijuana and risky sex, unquote. So let's review. According to a government-funded study referenced on a government-sponsored database, marijuana causes us to have unprotected sex. Therefore, marijuana causes us to lose control and have unprotected sex is today's official government truth.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.